Third Coast Digest is brought to you in part by 91.7 FM, WMSE Frontier Radio.
Jeremy Prock.
Yes.
And Steve Whitlow.
That's my name.
That's your name. And you're Jeremy. Let's hear your voice, Jeremy.
Jeremy Prock. Okay. Check 1, 2. Hello, my name is Jeremy Prock.
Good. Thank you. Steve Whitlow.
Whitlow, W-H-I-T-L-O-W, which coincidentally is a pussy inflammation of the finger or toenail.
A pussy inflammation of the finger or toenail.
Look it up.
I'm glad I
know
that.
I have a Whitlow.
I have a Whitlow. Yeah, that hurts. Don't touch my Whitlow. A nice English name, too. And Prock, German?
I believe, yes.
Yeah. Do you know what Prock means? Prock sounds like it means something that you might lance a Whitlow with.
It's true.
You might stick in a Whitlow.
I need to Prock my Whitlow.
No, that's a verb. Yeah. Prock is a verb.
It should, right.
Yeah. 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 You want to Prock your Whitlow. You are here representing River West 24, correct?
Yes. As an organization, River West 24, yes.
Right. Did you create River West 24? We'll get to what it is in a minute.
Yes, we created the River West 24.
Just the two of you?
No, there were some others, a few other neighborhood folks that were involved.
Were you in a bar when you created it?
No, I don't know exactly the specific creation. You know, I would have two memories of its creation or its conception. One would be Christopher Fons, a good friend of mine. We were having a beer on his porch.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, wouldn't it be great if we did a 24-hour bike race? We just sit here, we drink beer, we watch bicycles go around in a circle. Never thought anything about that. And then maybe a couple months later, and Paul Keelan, another organizer. So I just named four of some of the main organizers right there.
Right.
Him and I were support vehicles in the Baja 1000, which is a motorcycle automobile race from Ensenada to Cabo San Lucas.
Right. I know. I have friends who have done that.
Real intense, but very inspiring to see. Yeah. Well, what I got out of it was to see the Baja Peninsula inhabitants come out and clap and cheer
right
for every participant in that race.
And you've got to be a bit of a madman to do that race.
Yeah, you got to be a bit of a madman to do that race.
Because it's how many thousand, 1,000 miles? How many?
I think it ended up being 1,250, something like that. I can't even guess. 600 participants at least.
Right.
And all their support vehicles. Very intense. Maybe sometime on the plane ride home, flying back, maybe Paul and I thought of combining the two. Mike McGarry is a friend of ours, also heavy into the bike culture. Mike, what do you think about this? Would the bike culture approve? Yes, let's get this together. Steve, how can we make this work legally? How can we get the money
is
in
Steve
order?
Steve a lawyer? Okay.
Not officially.
Unofficially, okay.
You know,
you're
great
just
with
the
numbers,
one that reads. Okay.
Great with law, great with holding things to a standard.
Right.
Some other people have come and gone, and their names certainly deserve to be mentioned, but I guess that would be a thumbnail of its creation.
Good. And it, you did kind of mention it, River West 24, is a 24-hour bike race. You think of it as a race.
It's more of a ride.
It's a ride. I've been reading about it, and it sounds like it's more of a ride. People's attitudes about it is more of a ride, but there are
certainly some
categories,
competitive
prizes,
participants who adhere to the race
right.
part of it. But it's mostly a ride. There's
and
costumes.
There are in everything, I think.
Right.
I can drink this cup of water
faster than
you can
drink
it. Right.
If it wasn't a race, they say, why do you count our laps?
Right, right. And you go for 24 hours. What time
hours.
Of day do you start?
7 p.m.
7 p.m. So you go through the night first,
through
a couple of hours of daylight.
Yep.
And then into the night. And what day of the week is it? When is it?
Friday to Saturday, 7 p.m. to 7 p.m.
In July.
The last full weekend of July is typically when we've held it.
But don't bother to sign up now because
it's actually sold out this year.
It's full. And
it's
in
full.
How many hours did it take to fill up?
5.5 hours.
5.5 hours. Okay. Do you pay to be partake in it?
$24.
$24 or $1 per hour?
For the best ride of your life.
For the best ride of your life. With how many people?
The capacity this year was 600.
Okay.
So I think it's going to be people drop occasionally, and so it's going to be around 600 people that we ride with.
Right, right. What determines that number?
Well, the first year we did this, you're the numbers man, so correct me if I'm wrong. The first year we did this, maybe 167 people?
188.
188 people.
188 the first year, and the first year was?
4 years ago. And then the next year we promoted it, an open-end promotion. maybe the second year, I don't know, 300?
302.
Right. Okay.
The next year again. Actually, last year we were like, well, this is getting a bit intense. The streets are getting crowded. As fast as we can score people, let's just cap it at 5, right? Maybe when all was said and done, we had about 550. And we decided that that's pretty close to all we can handle.
Right.
Let's cap it at 6. Say, I don't think I would be bragging, but I would say we could have 1,200, 1,500 people do this.
That's an estimate, not a braggart.
I would guess so. Because, I mean, I think the Ride for the Arts that UPAF does, which is a different kind of thing, but still, it's at 6,000 people.
Yeah, the organizer of that is paid $50,000 a year. I just wanted to mention to you, Jeremy.
Okay. So, in case you're looking for a job.
You get a T-shirt that we hand make. You get a meal.
Two meals.
Everything we hand make as cheap as possible, do it within the community as cheap as we can. To make already 1,000 T-shirts is a little scary for us. And also, we can't block off traffic. We would choke the east side, so all the roads are open. And people will throw out, well, why don't you just do this? Why don't you just do that? Steve and I and all the other organizers have answered all of these why don't you just do questions. And so everything is highly calculated.
Right.
So my point being is, why don't we just close the course? I'm going to answer that real quick. And that is, we think that closing the course makes things more dangerous.
Huh.
That for 24 hours, kids are crossing the street, or the block parties that are happening, I believe, are the red zones for danger.
Mm-hmm.
And then it also makes people just go as fast as they can.
If the streets are closed.
Oh, right.
Correct. Right. Gotcha.
So let me just go back real quick. Okay. You mentioned it, a ride. Now, I would say that this is a ride, but it was me that debated when this early conception, let's call it a race, just to be funny, I said. I still don't necessarily have any regrets for calling it a race. I still think that it is exciting, but I've never thought of it as a race. And people that email us or brag to us about laps that they have done or how they're going to kick each other's butts, that doesn't even equate in my mind as to what we're doing. This is primarily a community event started out of connecting block watches. Am I right? Mm-hmm. Steve, are you a block watch captain over there?
Over on 3400 booth.
So right. In its conception, why don't we ride from my house? I'm the block watch captain. People, you know, like me in my block. We'll go to your block. People some like you in your block. Some of them. Let's find another spot we can do this. And then so it was just primarily a block watch organization, and it still is that.
Right. So you go through how many block watches do you go through? Because it isn't just in a circle. I mean, it's a kind of a long oval.
Yeah, it's like an oval.
Through the streets of Rivera.
My house is the northernmost checkpoint right. One. And then it goes down, the bike trail, which was recently, I'd say in the last 2 or 3 years, has gotten the pavement's a lot nicer. The beer line, it's sometimes called.
The beer line. Okay.
It's a little bike path that goes through the neighborhood. I think historically there were breweries.
Okay.
That lived on the line, because it used to be rail line.
Right.
And now they've converted it to a pedestrian/bike path.
Right.
So we take the beer line over to Burleigh and Humboldt, checkpoint 2.
Right.
Then we go down to the furthest away from the neighborhood checkpoint is underneath the Marsupial Bridge.
Mm-hmm. I just discovered the name of that bridge. I never knew what it was, the Marsupial Bridge. I don't know why it's called the Marsupial Bridge.
I think it's because of the little, there's a mouse, although I understand that's not a marsupial.
No.
And it may be a baby kangaroo, little statue above it.
Okay. It's probably a mongoose. Not a mongoose isn't a marsupial either.
Could be a Tasmanian devil.
Or a wombat.
A wombat.
One of my favorite names for a marsupial. Wombat.
It's in my top three.
It's in
What's your favorite?
No, you got me. That was my bit.
That was the comedy part. Okay. Sorry. So it still sounds, it sounds like a real neighborhood thing, from your house to Jeremy's house.
It is a neighborhood thing.
So, but do you have to live in River West? Do you have to show credentials?
No, we don't. We haven't yet instituted an ID check at registration. Okay. I know there was...
Don't.
Well, we don't have the staff for it anyway.
Right.
So the first and second year, we had an idea and we did not have enough humans to fill up.
Right.
If you look at the first year picture, that finish line picture,
right,
compared to the fourth year finish picture, the first year looks like we had a sleepover with bicycles. There's 15 people or, you know,
right.
And the fourth year is a lot bigger. And so the question of where you live certainly came up. And so the first, we needed to open online registration the first 4 years to sort of fill up the race,
right.
To make sure that we were economically viable, although that's just a break-even point. It's not right. For profit. And so this is the first year in which local signups filled the race to capacity, and I have a number of hate mail from out-of-town bicyclists who really enjoyed riding the last couple of years.
And got shut out this time.
I wouldn't call it shut out. I would say that they planned poorly to visit Milwaukee on May Day when we always sign up registrations.
All right. So you have to sign up in person. Is that what you're saying?
It happened this year that we had to. We've usually been able to open person registration, and then right. We, you know, I think we were open for 5 weeks last year before we were finally, okay, let's turn on the registration.
Right.
And there's not even an opportunity for online registration this year.
Well, now, this is Milwaukee, Wisconsin. So part of every conversation about Milwaukee and Wisconsin, beer is part of every conversation. Is there a celebratory sense to this?
Yeah, there's certainly a celebratory sense. The rules of the race require all of the riders to obey the traffic laws.
Mm-hmm. You got to wear a helmet.
You've got to wear a helmet. You got to have a light after dusk.
Right.
It's never a good idea to drink and bicycle, and certainly not for 24 hours.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But there are certainly, I've seen, for me, some of the most heartwarming pieces of the race are neighbors coming out with lawn chairs. I know that there are a couple people like last year that invited their out-of-town family,
yeah.
And then everyone would sit on the lawn
and cheer everybody coming
right.
along.
That's great. A real nice part of it.
All through the night, too.
All through the night.
Great. It's great. It sounds great.
Well,
do you have another
about,
joke?
About beer, real quick, about beer, if I
yes,
can.
Yes, please.
I think when we were first starting this, we were compared to the Locust Street Beer Run. Oh, mm-hmm. It's going to be kind of like that. And I disagree. Again, it's not about alcohol. This is about creating a place where we want our kids to live and be. And alcohol is a part of that. I'm not embarrassed for my child to see the adults drinking a little bit, having a beer, having a good time. But this is not drink as much beer as you can and ride your bike. It's absolutely not anything like that.
Right. And there is, talking about your child, doesn't, because you have to be over 18, correct?
18 for the participants. In the race that we score, that have a wristband, that are racers. There
right. Do a lot of people ride along?
Yeah, not a lot. But yes, there are certainly ride-alongs, and there are certainly, my friend Bill had his daughter out last year, and they did a couple of laps. I know there was, I took four or five children that I know on a couple right. of laps, because seeing the whole neighborhood spectacle and waving to everybody is part
of. Great. So you're not rigid about only if you sign up can you ride along?
No, because the city streets are those people's as much as they are ours.
Everybody's
right. To have a ride.
Talking about the city street, how is the city to work with in this? You must have to work.
The city's been great. One of the first people I called was our Alderman Nick Kovac,
right.
And he said exactly just what you said, Steve. They're your streets. You do with them what you like.
Huh.
So if you really boil down the simplicity of this event, we are only providing for you counting how many times you ride around the block.
Right.
You know, if you really were to boil it down. So certainly people ride through the city or ride through and then come through our checkpoint. I go to grab their manifest, their card, to punch their card.
Right.
You say, I'm just riding through. Great, fantastic. You know, get out of the way. But how is the city? I got to say a couple stories. Last year, the city called us in and wanted to ask us, what do you want from us? And I thought that was really powerful. The city right. literally said that. What do you need from us?
Right.
They were doing some road construction, and they actually bypassed or changed their schedule to fit our race. I was really impressed with that. There's a great article about it on Cog Magazine,
right.
cog.com. You can read it there. And then now second, this year, we're handing in a pothole check, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep, right? I have some college interns that came down to my house a couple weekends ago, and they right. walked the entire route.
Right.
And then we took photographs of all the potholes.
Right.
And we listed the address.
Right.
And so we wanted to make that resource available to the city just in case they had some spare pothole capacity before the ride.
Right.
It's not a... I don't think we're trying to tell anyone anything except, hey, city, there's going to be a bike ride, and
yeah.
we know where some
They've
of the worst curbs are.
They've got to go out and look for those potholes anyway.
To me, the
Who's your contact at the city?
Jeff. I think he's one of the city engineers. I'm not
okay.
that familiar with him.
Right. Okay.
I know his name's Jeff. I can call him. He's on a team this year. City Milwaukee always has a team.
Yeah, that's what something else I wanted to talk about. You can ride as an individual or you can ride as a team.
Right. We have a lot of teams. Right. I would say out of the 600, I'm going to make up a number and say that only 120 or 150 of those are solo riders.
Oh, okay.
It's a lot of teams, so everybody takes a shift.
So not that many people actually ride for 24 hours straight.
I would say that zero people ride for 24 hours straight. Almost everyone finds time for a nap.
Oh, okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Sure, sure.
So two things, if I can. To answer your question about the city, I also want to mention the police. We've been very forthright with the police in meeting with our district. We give them all of our phone numbers, all of our personal cell phone numbers. If there's ever a problem, please call us. This is the route. This is what we're doing. This is our philosophy. They've been very supportive.
Right.
We've even had a police team last year. I think even the police come by and, hey, Jeremy, how can we help? And I can just see their wide eyes. They just can't believe what is happening. It's like almost like a farmer in the big city, you know.
Right.
They're wandering around. But what were you talking about? I had a question about, riding for 24 hours. Now, you also have to do bonus checkpoints. So I believe this year we're going to have 21 bonuses.
22.
22 bonuses. You have to do other things in River West.
You have to stop and
so if you want to win
milk
this
a cow
race,
or something.
Right. Except instead of milk a cow, it would be stop at Habitat for Humanity and help them stuff wood chips into nylon that they use when they build buildings.
Great.
We do stuff like that.
Right.
Or get your head shaved, Barber's Choice. So,
there
you know,
you can do that. That's one of the
So, if you want to win this race, you have to do these ridiculous things. So, to try to slow down, to discourage these racers from just pedaling as fast as they can, we throw these things at them to make them stand in line for 20 minutes at least. And they complain. But we're trying to throw it down. And what I say is, we're throwing tax in the street to get you to
speed bumps.
We're throwing speed bumps. Like, look, you're clearly not getting what we're doing if you are just here.
To throw your iPod and roll.
Right.
Exactly.
Right. So what are some of the you actually can get your head shaved?
The bonuses this year are always kept top secret.
Till the day of, okay?
Because they're a little funny. And then maybe there's a little bit of buzz. That way I appreciate that buzz when the sheet comes out.
Right.
But things in the past were getting your head shaved, stuffing the things that Habitat for Humanity, Plant Parenthood, going to Cost Headphones, any little things we can find within the River West district.
In that area. Oh, great.
We had one, I think, the second year where there was an area that was going to be turned into a community garden, but it was currently paved over.
Right.
And everybody had to swing a sledgehammer a couple times.
Okay.
And so we really
break up some concrete.
Yep. We really like helping the riders. The story, like in the snow, when the blizzards come.
Yeah.
And in the morning, everyone has to go to work.
Right.
No one can leave for work until everyone helps everyone shovel their car out. It's like a forced socialism.
Right.
And we're fond of that. And we don't carry nearly as big a punch as the blizzard. So the bonus checkpoints is what we try to really make people help in some way.
Help the community of River West. That's great.
Getting your head shaved, I'm sure, is debatable about what it does for the community.
Or seeing a psychiatrist. Late at night.
Was that one of the bonuses?
Last year, yeah. Dr. Positive.
Yes.
That's great. But a local shrink sat out there, or did he sit out, or did
he
go
in.
To his office?
There was a line, and so, you know, there was sometimes, you know, someone would come out very happy or very sad, and so you really didn't know what you were going to talk with Dr. Positive about.
All right.
What free was throws his name? In Dr. the rain.
Which? Dr. who?
Dr. Positive.
Dr. Positive was his name. Great. I love that. That's very good. That's good. So there'll be how many of those bonus?
22.
22 bonus points.
So for the first hour of the ride, there are no bonuses.
Okay.
At 8 p.m., the first bonus opens.
Right.
And it's open from
8 to 10.
And then the next one opens at 9 to 11.
Right.
And so they keep rotating like that all through the night.
Right.
Where there was last year, there was free throws. At the elementary school at 3 a.m., you know, you had to make three.
Great.
And then we had this wicked rainstorm, and you can't believe how hard it is to make three free throws in the rain.
Right. Oh, you had to make three before you can move on.
Correct.
Wow, sure. That's hard, especially on those grade school baskets.
Yep.
And it's with the chain.
I don't think they're regulation. That's one of the changes we're going to make this year.
Well, you're going to make sure that the basket's regulation.
Right.
Good. You're upping this level.
Absolutely. Every year.
That's right.
Let me also just give you, I want something else to be clear, is you ask questions, and you could ask a thousand questions, you or anybody else, about what's the future, how are things the way they are. And I would feel confident answering any of them because we have a strong philosophy. So my point being, if you were to ask us about next year, I don't have the answer. I'd have to compare it to what our philosophy is. And how does this help us make a better River West community?
That's what your philosophy. That's your goal. That's your mission statement.
Yes.
All those corporate things.
It's a 75% community event, 25% bicycle event.
In your eyes.
I know that there are very excited bicyclists who can't wait to come and ride with us, and we can't wait to have them.
That's cool. That's fine. Yeah. But River West is also very excited about having
all politics are local, and that's where we live.
Right. So. Well, great. Congratulations on this event. It's too late for me to sign up, but maybe next year.
Next year.
You know, it's not even signing up.
Just show up.
Just show up. That's right. That's right.
I can ride around a couple of
times. I get people that say, it's a shame you're sold out. I can't be in it. What do you mean you can't be in it? What's the difference between riding your bike around in a circle than getting a lawn chair and cheering those? You know, the difference to me is very slight.
But can I go talk to Dr. Positive if I don't have a wristband?
Ooh, that's true. You can't.
Because that's what I was thinking. I could use a little shrinking.
A $24 psychiatrist?
Yeah. Hey, thanks for coming in. Good luck.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.